Too many things happening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Too many things happening around me. A lot of emails. A lot of people have different problems. Family problem, children problem, this problem. And today when I was praying, something came in my heart. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat the verb love in Quran over 81 times? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He emphasized about the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our Lord. He gives us obligation. We have to do what we have to do. And this is a must to be a slave to Allah. We have the Sunan. What is the Sunan? The Sunan, the one make us closer to Allah, to follow the steps of Rasulullah and show love and gratitude to Allah. That's why we have obligation. We have things we have to do. And we have extra things we should do to show our gratitude and love to Allah by word, by feeling, by action, by sacrificing. And from all the people I met and I know, and even I'm reading their email now, and something came in my heart. Do we really have real love or fake love? Let's see. When you examine all the verses in Quran, Allah emphasizes whom is the love or the one who loves Allah. You find action. And a lot of this action is not easy. It's not easy at all. Why? And why Allah emphasizes that? Why Allah emphasizes about different people, the most highest people in Yawm al-Qiyamah? The one who love Allah or love each other for Allah. Why? Why Allah mentioned that? This is a puzzle I have from my childhood. From when I was 16, 17, I discover the majority of people have no real love. It's fake love. Now, let's examine in a few moments. If you have a relationship with Allah and you really love Allah, can I still having my children above Allah in my heart, or my wife or my husband, or my money or my business, or my time and my feeling? You see, it automatically will show you who is the real love to Allah and the sign of love to Allah. How much you remember Allah, how much you love to remember Allah. Imagine some people, I tell them, please remember Allah. I remember Allah, don't tell me. By this way, the one who loves, you do not command him to do. You do not command him to do. You do not even advise him to do, because he loves. And this is what I discover. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put us in all kind of level of relationship. The first one is a need, big need. That's why we need the Hidayah, we need Islam. Once you enter the fold of Islam, now you see and feel the Rahmah of Allah. Once you are weak and committing sins and you know Allah is forgiving you, and you start seeing the bounty of Allah over you, in Hidayah, in a relationship with Allah, in caring for you, now you start loving the one who care for you. And he show you his care. He show it to you. He make you feel it. Today, when I see a lot of young people have a problem in marriage, I ask myself, can you claim I love my husband or I love my wife? And when a tiny incident happens, you make it like a nightmare, and you're willing to destroy the relationship just for what? Incidents? And after that, you call this real love? When your habit your own incidents, I call it your own lunatic, above the relationship and the value for each other. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want us to love Him, He deserve it. Because He deserve all the belonging. Because nobody can value you and can help you and be for you more than Allah. Similar, if we coming to a relationship between a man and a woman, a husband and wife, okay, how we know value, respect, honor, thanks, showing gratitude, serve, be kind, you see, is all the person do it to the another person. You see, imagine now, this very common today, you find a husband or a wife complaining, blaming, complaining, blaming, nagging, drama, blaming, complaining, going back and forth, and this, and this, and this. And when you look at all the incidents, it's very minor. It's very minor. And all of a sudden something hit me today. Where's the relationship? Where's the real love deep inside the heart of a person? Where's the real respect for the person? Where's the real value of the person? And something hit me more than that. Imagine Allah Jalla Jalalu. You committing all the sins. You become so weak. And you do all the things and even kufr and this and that. I know many people in my life, they did a lot of kufr. And when they humble themselves to Allah, Allah opened for them again the door of Hidayah. This is real love. This is real love. And you have the other hand, people when you meet them and they have a problem and they come to you. I said, do you love him? No. Do you feel for him? No. Do you have respect for him? No. Do you value him? No. Do you try to be good to him? Yes. But his way or her way. What it meaning? A lot of us today, we do not know how to show love. Do you know why? Because our love is not real love. Because real love is strong. Real love come above the odds. Real love coming above all the bickering, all the nonsense, all the incidents. Imagine when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you, do you remember who you are and what you done? Do you remember how much I give you? How come you did not give me the same or little bit? What are we going to do? Similar, my brother and sister in Islam, today, if we really have real love, respect, honor, value to each other, is this the way we behave? Is this the way we behave to each other? What is the sign of real love? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us forgiveness, kindness, mercy, giving, you know, and erase. Imagine Allah, He knows His servant, and every year we have Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. By the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not even willing to forgive. Forgive and erase and reward you and elevate you. This message is not for you. This message for someone has a big heart, humble and humility, real love for Allah first. Because today I remember my father, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, if somebody do not love Allah, they cannot love themselves. And if they cannot love themselves and Allah, they cannot love other. It's a fake other, fake love. It's called obsession. But a lot of people believe they have love. No, no. Love, believe it or not, survive and grow. Love become above all the odd. Love become above all the incidents and this and that. Today, when you look at all these young people having family problem, where is it coming from? They never have a real feeling. They never have a real love. Is obsession or a need? Not a real love. I hope my message, it can benefit any one of you. And most of all, If we feel the relationship between us and Allah, and love of Allah, and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love for each other, for Allah, you think, can it survive? Can it continue? Can it grow? Can it come above the odds? Because life full of odds, up and down. Life like a roller coaster, it has to be hot and cold, rain and dry, young and old, health and illness, you name it, and we never know when. And the main concept is Allah to check us out, our loyalty, our belonging, our belief, our love, our respect. This is called journey of Iman, and this is called love of Allah. This is why I want to go read again the hadith about love of Allah and the sign of loving Allah to you, and see, where am I? May Allah make us among those, and may Allah open for us to have real love to Allah, real love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, real love to mu'mineen, real love to ourselves, real love to those who love Allah, and Allah love them. You see, there's another thing. How many of us running after those who might be loved by Allah and value them? Imagine we have no value for them. We have no value for them. We go after wrong direction, and we think we're going after right direction. This message not for you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Real love show up in the odd. Look at what Allah do, which is very difficult. When Allah give you, it's very difficult to show our love to Allah, because you, all of a sudden, you become after your own joy, your own toys of dunya, and you forget who's the giver. And when Allah give you calamity, hardship, lost loved one, lost diseases, or lost your whatever lost, or things you do not like, this is the main one. And believe it or not, both of them, Allah trial your love. Supposed to be. If we really love Allah, when Allah give, we thank Allah, we give it back to Him, and show gratitude of what He give us, and we do whatever it take of what we have, of our body, our time, our love, our money, for what? To show gratitude to Allah by giving Him and doing the things He love. Similar. And when situation arise, Allah wants to see the true love of Him and need of Him. And the same thing in our life. The real love show up in the odd time, in the difficult time, not in the easy time. Again, the question, do we have real love or fake love? Assalamu alaikum. When you watch the news and you see how much people suffering all over, the refugee all over, the people under bombarding, no water, no food, make dua for them to Allah, allow them to keep their iman and the love of Allah. It's not easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he said, كَادَ الْفَقْرَ أَنْ يَكُونَ كُفْرًا. Almost poverty, it can lead to kufr. And you guys saw it in Bangalore. And a lot of people see it all over. And all you have to do, open the news. Today only, the rescue over 700 people or more in last a few hours in Mediterranean from refugee. Some of them, parents arrive and they're dead already. My dear brother and sister in Islam, look at California. How many thousand and thousand of people, according to statistics, 82,000 to 90,000 people from rich people in the luxury houses in a mountain, all of a sudden living in a tent. They have no place to go. There's a trial. Dunya is a trial. But what happened with us when we are in a status quo of comfort? Comfort make shaitan make you busy about nonsense. And the truth of your love and belonging and loyalty to Allah will show up. Will show up. Not in a time of ease, time of difficulty. Time of difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have real love, real belonging, real belief. Do you remember the famous verse of Al Imran 92? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرِّ. You will never attain piety unless you spend of what you love. A lot of people do not get it until now. Not what you have. Not what you have. What you love. What you love. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understand that. And very few people understand that. The majority of people, their love of themselves, called quote unquote love, is above of all of the above. May Allah save us from the fake love to ourselves and your family and the real love of Allah wa Rasuluh al-Mu'mineen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.